Chanukah, we were doing the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, going off Daf Hey. We have to get back now. Gemara discusses a number of different shittas as to how many of the Avos Mezikin there really are. We know the Tanava Mishnah has 4 Avos Mezikin, Rav Oshia has 13, and Lachia has 24. So now the Gemara on Daf Hey is trying to figure out why. What are they leaving out? So Bishlam Latana Didan Tana Minyan Lamute de Raboshia, Raboshia Tana Minyan Lamute de Rabchia. Bishlam Awatana, who says that there are 4 Avos Nezikin, said he comes to exclude the other Shitas, that there aren't 13, but rather only 4. Raboshia as well, he says that there are 13, not 24. Elaminyan de Rabchia Lamute Mai. Rabchia says that there are 24 Avos Nezikin. Why does he say 24? Why does he list the number? The Ma'ute Mosu Mafagil. Zok the Gemara, he also left out something. What did he leave out? Actually, 2 things. Moser Umafagil. What is Moser? So Rashi says, Malshin, Shemoser Maman Chavero, Lovika Chavin. Someone who slanders, who tells on another individual, let's say there's a Goyish tax collector, and Ruvain tells the Goyish tax collector that Shimon has some money that he's hiding, so you should be able to collect more. So he's Malshin. He's malshin on Shimon. That's a hezek. That's a mazik. Reb Chiya comes to leave that out of his minyan. Mefagel. What's mefagel? Zok Rashi. Kohen sheshofar korbanos shel Yisrael chatos l'shem shlomim deina korban ola l'chovas baila v'tzarech acher. Someone who has a machshav of psula, and he shechs the korban of his friend, a kohen shechs the korban of his friend. He has a machshav of psula. Doesn't have to be a kohen. A shchit is ksher bizar. Even a Yisrael could do it. But Rashi says kohen sheshachar kabana shel Yisrael. He has a machshav of psula. Again, so if he passes the carbon, then the bailam have to bring another carbon. The chatas is a carbon puzzle, so then they'll have to bring another behemoth as a carbon. So they lost that. So he was mazik them. Mefagel is another example of a mazik. Reb Chiya leaves that out. He leaves it out of his list. So frankly, the Gemara of a listener, Reb Chiya should have mentioned most of mefagel. Why does he leave them out? So Mishlam of Mefagel b'Kodshim lo kamari. Mefagel, I understand. We're not talking about Kodshim. Kodshim is its own tchum. So we're not talking about Kodshim. We're talking about Mammon. You know, dine Mammon is regular hezek. We're not talking about Kodshim. Okay. Hello, Moser, my time alone, Tony. Why didn't Reb Chiya mention Moser? Shani Moser the diburo. The diburo lo kamari. So Zok the Gemara, Reb Chiya didn't mention Moser because it's dibur. It's malshin b'dibur. The Gemara is going to get bothered. The Gemara is a kasha. Motzi Shemer is also Dibur. So we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. But that's the Gemara's answer. That the Priya doesn't mention Mefagel because the Kachim lo Kamari. He doesn't mention Moser because it's B'dibura, B'dibura lo Kamari. What's this din of Mefagel? What's the Hezek in Mefagel? Who's he being Mazik? What kind of a Nezik is it? What's the Shaka B'tai of the Gemara? There's so much to see here. So the Mishnah in Gittin mentions the Chiyuv of Mefagel, the Chiyuv Nezek of Mefagel. That's the source of this halacha. It's a din d'rabbanan, a din d'oraisa. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah on Daf Nedalet Amud Beis in Gittin says, HaKohanim shepiglu b'migdash mezidin chayavim. If Kohanim haMefagel b'migdash b'mezid, they have a machshava psula. What's the classical example of pigel? What's the machshava psula that we're normally talking about? The word pigel in the Torah? Pigel d'araisa? Anyone? Normally it's not what Rashi says. Rashi sort of, you know, if you just read the Rashi quickly, you go weiter, because, you know, b'kachim lo kamari. You know, we're not talking about kachim over here, so we just run along. But Rashi discusses the machshava of shalo l'shma, that the person was mishana l'shem hazevach. Chattis is supposed to be nishchan as a chattis, and ola as an ola. So if you shochet an ola l'shem shlomim, or shochet a chattis l'shem ola, so it doesn't count for the bailam. They have to bring another carbon. Mishnah Zvachim in the beginning on Daf Beis says that actually, if you shecht a carbon shalom l'shma, it's not necessarily possible. You shecht an ola l'shem shlomim, the carbon is not possible. It can be brought on the mizbeah. The problem is, it doesn't count for the bailam. The bailam have to bring another carbon. You shecht a chattis shalom l'shma, shecht a carbon chattis l'shem ola, then the carbon is possible. If it's possible, it can't be brought on the mizbeah. So there are distinctions in kachim between the different shalom l'shmas. But that's not pigel. That's not really what we call pigel. Pigel is normally chutz lizman, machshava of chutz lizman, not a machshava of shalom l'shma. Not a machshava of shalom. I'm not sure if I have a marker. Okay, check it out. I'm not sure if I have a marker in the office. Pigel normally is a machshava of shalol lizmano, chutz lizmano, meaning he shechs the carbon al menas to be zorik the dam shalol bizmano, to be zorik it after shkiyas achama. The dam of the carbon has to be shechted the day of the shechita. Let's say he has kavana b'shan shechita that he's going to be zorik the dam after shkiyah. Well, let's say he has kavana b'shan shechita that he's going to be ochel the carbon outside of its zman. Right, a toda has to be eaten for one day and one night. The shlomim is for 2 days and one night. They're all the rules in terms of when to eat the carbon. So I'm not talking about nosa. Nosa means he left over the carbon. That's not what we're talking about. That he ate the carbon after it was left over. But the b'shan shechita, he had kavana b'shan shechita to eat the carbon la'achar zmanim. So there's a problem in the shechita. Right? There's, if he's zorek the dam and he has kavana b'shan zrika, he has kavana b'shan zrika to be ochel the carbon after its zman. So then there's a psul in the zrika. That's classical pigel. Pigel is normally chutz lizmano. That b'shas avoda, or b'shas shchita is not technically in avoda. It's k'sher b'zar also. The Yisrael can do it. He has kavana of chutz lizmano. That's pigel. Let's say he has kavana of chutz l'mkomo. Chutz l'mkomo, he has kavana to do the zrika outside of the proper makom, to eat the carbon outside the proper makom. So that's not pigel either. That's what's classically called posel. It's not pigel. Pigel is chutz lizman. That's classical pigel. Rashi here mentions a third machshava psula. Machshava shalo lishma. Right? That's a shinui in the Shema Zebach. It's not a shinui in the zman or a shinui in the makom. It's a shinui in the Shema Zebach. That's Rashi. So we'll have to get back to that Rashi, why he says that. But let's just get it clear. Pigel, you know, the Mishnah says Konim shepiglu b'migdash mezidin chayavim. They're talking about chutz lizman. It's poshe pshat. They're talking about chutz lizman. So it's interesting. The Mishnah says mezidin chayavim. What's it mashna? Shogegim pturim. That's taka what the Brayse says. Shogegim pturim. Mezidim chayavim. Shogegim pturim. Rashi in Gitna, that's in Gimel Amud Aleph. Hakonim shepiglu. He doesn't have anything on the Mishnah, but here the Mishnah is quoted on the Gimel Amud Aleph. He says Hakonim shepiglu karbana sheshochtem v'zarkom lechom yam chutz lizmanam v'lohu itzul abaylam. Rashi gives you the classical example of pigul chutz lizmanam. So why taka are the kohanim chayev for being mefagim? So that's the Gemara. You have to go back to the Gemara after the Gimel Amud Aleph because there are a whole slew of sugyas over here, different types of nezek. So the Gemara, it's talking about hezek sheno nikir. Is it shmei hezek? Is it la shmei hezek? Metame medame menasech. That's the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah on daf and dalet. Tnan hakonim shepiglu b'migdash mezina chayav. V'toni alav v'bnei tikkun ha'olam. The Brisa says v'bnei tikkun ha'olam something. So the v'iarmet hezek sheno nikir shmei hezek. Hayshogim p'turim v'bnei tikkun ha'olam mibayalei. If Hezek Shein Anikar is Shmei Hezek, so then Konim Shepiglu B'Migdash Mezidin Machayev, because they're Mamash Masik B'Yadayim. That's Hezek. Hezek Shein Anikar Shmei Hezek is no different than any other Nezek. I need a Tikkun Olam. I need the Chachamim to come and be Masak and they should be Chayev. The fact that Shogim Apturim, that's a Tikkun Olam. It's a Takana de Rabbanan. That's a Takana de Rabbanan. That Kedeshi Yodio, so that the Kohen will tell the Yisrael that you need to bring another carbon because I was Mefagel. Yisrael's not going to know unless the Kohen tells him. So Chazal say that you're going to be potter from paying, so that you'll tell the bail. But mezidim chayavim, that's not a tikkun ha'olam. Hachinami kamer zok the Gemara mezidim chayavim hashogim turim imnei tikkun ha'olam. So the Gemara says taka, that's true. So it comes out that if hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek konim shepiglu b'migdash mezidim achayev because hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek the mamash mazik biyodai. B'shogeg the potter imnei tikkun ha'olam kedesh yodios, that they'll tell the bail. Let's say Hezek Shein Anikar is Lav Shmei Hezek. So if Hezek Shein Anikar Lav Shmei Hezek, so then Min HaTorah, they really should be Potter. Mezidin Chayovim is Chayev Mevnei Tikkun HaOlam, meaning Chazal were Mesakin that you Chayev for that kind of a Nezek. It's Hezek Shein Anikar. So if you hold Lo Shmei Hezek, Min HaTorah, there is no Chayev for Mazik. But the Chachamim made a Knas, they put a Knas on the individual that he should be Chayev. That's why Mezidin Chayovim. And Shogeg Turim, Chacham didn't put Knas on Shogeg. Lekonsu Shogeg Otu Mezid, so therefore, B'Shogeg he remains put. Okay, these are the two approaches that you see in the Gemara. That either Akonash Shepiglu B'Migdash Mezidin HaChayavim because Hezek Shein Anikar Shmei Hezek, Well, hezek shen nikra is nashmi hezek, and it's a knas to rabbana that they should be that they should be. We have a working pshat, the rice of the rabbanan, but the question is, but how can they be chayev bichlal? What's the problem? How can they be chayev bichlal? Who are they being mazik over here? If they're being mazik hegdish, we know that in general, if someone's mazik hegdish, he's potter. So it's nice to fit it into hezek shen and ikar. If a shmei hezek, if lav shmei hezek, is it the rabbanan? Is it the rice? But tachlis, they're being mazik hegdish. So even if hezek shen and ikar shmei hezek, they shouldn't be chayev in atarach. Being mazik hegdish, there's no chiyuv when you're mazik hegdish. That's the mission in Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Mishnah says, Shosha Yisoh Shnaga Shoshal Hegdish, Shal Hegdish Shnaga L'Shar Shal Hegdish, Potrish Nemar Shor Re'eyu V'lo Shar Shal Hegdish. Shor Re'eyu! Re'eyu means a head unit. It comes Lafuke Shor Shal Hegdish. So the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin says, Beferish, that if you're mazik, if your shor is mazik the Shor Shal Hegdish, you're potter. If you're mazik hegdish directly, it's not your shor, you're mazik hegdish directly, of course you're potter. It's the zel bazach, right? L'chora, there's no chiyuv if you're mazik hegdish. It's a miyat in the posuk, re'ehu v'lo shel hegdish. So how can you be chayav b'chlal? It's a mishnah. It's a complicated gemara to try to figure out what the chiyuv is. Is it the rice or the rabbanan? But the whole thing is a pella. Why should you be chayav for such a thing if you're mazik hegdish? So that's the Ramban's kasha. Ramban in Gittin, yes, his kasha. The Achronim over here, Tehim Shua and others, asked the kasha too, but let's go back to the Rishonim. Ramban in Gittin, and Daf Nun Gimel, this is in the handout. Akonim Shepiglu B'Migdash Mezidin Chayav, in fact, Ramban, V'Kashel, Imaishnam Migonif Flesh Al Hegdash Etvacho Shupatim Elishalim. Konev plus shel hegdish shutzvacha is part of milashalim, like every mazik shel hegdish. So maishna zemizeh. Yeshlam ala olam kerem shalim bichol mazikim es hegdish. Or yeah, kichol bichol mazikim es hegdish. Okay, kerem shalim kichol mazikim es hegdish. Mishum takonas chacham shlo yizalzdu behegdish. So he says, first of all, you should know me the rabbanan yichayiv even if you mazik hegdish. Re'ehu v'lo shel hegdish is a ptur d'arais. But mid rabban and yechayev shlo yizalzlu behegdeshus, the people are not going to be mizalzlu behegdesh, not care about doing hezek, letting their shor do hezek to shor shel hegdesh. Mid rabban you're going to be chayev anyway. Aval kan bekon imashre shetignu takona acheres. The iar mid hezek shen nikash me hezek lovely takona zubekon. Adir rabbi shogim peter mid they take an arm. Rabban is trying to understand what's that kash of the gemara on daf nun gimel. If you say that mazik is a hegdish, mid rabbanan is always chayim kedeshon, he is azlu begdeshos. So the tikkun ha'olam is exactly that, you know? That really, right, the gemara is a kasha. Konim shepiglu b'migdash mezidin achayavim imnei tikkun ha'olam. Raisa says that the tikkun ha'olam explains the mishnah, so it sounds like it's explaining why mezidin chayavim. The gemara says that if hezek shen nikar shmei hezek, why do I need a tikkun ha'olam to explain why mezidin chayavim? Frek the Ramban, I'll tell you why. It's Pashat. The answer to the Gemara is Kasha is Pashat. It's a Dinner Rabbanan. Now you think Mefagel, Bemezid should be Chayiv Minat Torah. It's not Chayiv Minat Torah. Minat Torah, you're Potter because Mazik Zagdish is Potter Minat Torah. There's a Miyut Minat Torah. So the answer to the Gemara is Kasha is Pashat. I need to take an Olam, not for Shogig and Pater. I need to take an Olam for Mezid and Chayavim because it's only a Dinner Rabbanan. So adds the Ramban very, very carefully. You know, if you don't read it carefully, you can miss the whole thing. He says, no, from the Lashon of the Braisa, it sounds like it's a Tikkun Ha'olam, it's a new Takana, something new. Not talking about regular Mazik as a Hegdish. Konim Shepiglu Epis is a Nayazach, it's a new din. So that's the Gemara says, why is it a new din? Why is it a new din? If you tell me it's the old Halacha, Midrabban, Hegdeshul, Yezal, Zubah, Hegdeshul, Chazal, Masakin, that the mazik is a hegdish is chayiv. Okay, this is great, but that's not what the baris is mashma. The tikkun ha'olam sounds like it's a new takana. So what do you need a new takana for? If you're old hezek shen nikar shmei hezek, there's no need to have a new takana. It's the old takana. The old takana mid rabbanan kadesh lo yizazlu begdeshos. You're gonna be chayiv. Okay, this is the first pshat in the Ramban that there's a din the rabbanan even by mazik is a hegdish. Inami zok the Ramban hocha lebaylem uchayv sharein chay sharein chayavin ba'achrayah shetzvichem lahavi zevach acher. Who's the Nizik? So after Ramban, the Nizik is not Hegdish. I might be Mazik a Behemah Shal Hegdish, the person was Makdish that Behemah, but who's the real Nizik? Who's losing out? Not Hegdish. The Bailam are losing out. Hegdish is going to get its carbon. The Mizbeach is going to get its carbon. The Bailam have to bring a different carbon, since the Bailam that you're Mazik. So if you're Mazik the Bailam, then the Ptur of Hegdish doesn't apply. To tackle, we understand the Gemara. Mizidun Chayavim does not require Takanas Chachamim. Minatora, you're going to be Chayav for doing that Hezek, because you're not Mazik as a Hegdish, you're Mazik as a Bailam. You're Mazik as a Hegdish, so therefore you're going to be Chayav even on Daraisa. So two approaches in the Ramban, whether Mefagel is a Chi of Daraisa, a Chi of Mazik Minatora, or is it only Midirabon? So it's quite interesting. According to the first pshat in the Ramban, what comes out from Masugi? Mefagel is a Mazik Dirabon. Fagel is a mazik de rabbonim. In fact, the Gemara, Reb Chiya doesn't list mefagel. Why not? See, the Gemara says, Bekotchim lo kamari. Bekotchim lo kamari. Why can we give a simpler answer to that kasha? Which answer could we have given? Eitan?
Was it only the
Raisa? If it's only the rabbonim, maybe it shouldn't be in the list. Maybe the others, Nazikin, have to be the Raisa. Maybe if it's not the Raisa, we don't count them. Why should you say that, Eitan? What's your mukkah? What's your mukkah?
Rashi
at the base, Valdik. Exactly. Good kash. Right, that's not stam a kash. It's a kash with a raya. Avos kori lahanach d'chsivim b'kro behed yizot Rashi. Avos nezikin are only those that are written in the pasuk. Sounds like it has to be the raya. If it's the rabbanan, it shouldn't be an av nezik. It's interesting. Ramban, at least in his first Daya and Gittin. You think the Ramban and Gittin is just trying to get pshat in the Gemara, but it's relevant to our sugya too. No. Ramban in his first Daya and Gittin is making a big assumption. But within the second Daya, everything is great. The Av Nezek and Mefagel is Taka Daraisa. Because we look at it as though you're being Mazik, the Bailim, not the Hegdish. But the first pshat in the Ramban, that it's a Chi of Midrabbanan, Kedesh Lo Yizalzlu Behegdish, so it comes out that the Gemara is assuming Reb Chiya could count an Av Nezek that's only the Rabbanan. Bekotchim lo kamari, so therefore he doesn't count it. But the fact that it's the Rabbanan, that's not a reason to say Reb Chiya wouldn't count it as part of the other's Nezek. Is that against Rashi? Is Rashi forced to say the second pshat in the Rabban? Maybe. Could say that. But you're not really forced into that. Rashi might actually agree with the first pshat in the Rabban. Why? Reb Chiya is different. Reb Chiya apparently could count the Rabbonis. You see that from the Gemara earlier. What does the Gemara say? Metami medamei menasech de mamona hu listening. Reb Chiya, Reb Oshia, since de mamona, he should mention these three. So the Gemara says, if hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek, hatana le nezek. If hezek shenu nikar lo shmei hezek, hav le knasu, be knasu lo kamar. Reb Oshia can be explained either that metami medamei menasech are a knas, that's why he doesn't mention it. Or Hezek Shenanik, Alosh Mehezek, that's why he doesn't mention it. In fact, the Gemara, Lema Kasavar, Reb Chiya, Hezek Shenanik, Alosh Mehezek. Reb Chiya must hold Hezek Shenanik, Alosh Mehezek. Why? Di Shmehezek, Hatana Le Nezek. Reb Chiya lists Metamim, Medamim, Menasech. If you hold Hezek Shenanik, Shmehezek, so he said it already. Hatana Le Nezek, no? What does the Gemara say? No? Tana Hezek Adiminkara, Vatana Hezek Adiluminkara. There are two types of nezek. Even if hezek shenanikah shmei hezek, you can't say tonalei nezek. Hezek shenanikah is a bazundra type of nezek. A different. It's nezek, but it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's a different type of nezek. So he counts it separately. If you hold hezek shenanikah lo shmei hezek, what's the chiv? Why are you chayev for hezek shenanikah? Nezek? It's called nezek? Min haTorah? No, the Gemara in Gittin says that if you hold Hezek Shein Nikolosh Mei Hezek, Yechayev, but it's a Knas de Rabbanon. Knas de Rabbanon, Tosis in Bava Basar quoted the Knas, right? Kadesh lo yeh kolecha be'echad holich ha'matami taroso shal chaveiro. Chazal put a Knas on you. This is the Rabbanon. So why don't the Gemara just answer simply? He Hezek Shein Nikolosh Mei Hezek. The Kash of the Gemara is the Ish Mei Hezek Hatan Alei Nezek. So it must be that Reb Chiya holds Hezek Sheinanika lo Shmei Hezek. Because if Hezek Sheinanika Shmei Hezek, Hatana Le Nezek. No, that's what the Gemara says. Ish Shmei Hezek, Hatana Le Nezek. So he must hold that Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. How can you say that? How can the Gemara ask that kasha? If you hold Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek, the Pchia is counting in Av Nezek the Rabbanan. The Gemara was not bothered with the fact that the Av Nezek would only be the Rabbanan. The Pchia must hold Dr. Gemara Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara doesn't reject that. It just says, no, there's no Hechreach. It could be Reb Chia really holds Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek, but there are Tzvei Dinim in Nezek. There's Nezek HaNikar and there's Nezek Shein Nikar. The Gemara could have given a much simpler answer. Reb Chia must hold Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek, because if he holds Hezek Shein Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek, Metamim Medameh Menaseh Haroni Derabbanan. Why would he count an Av Nezek that's only Derabbanan? So clearly the Gemara is not assuming that. The Gemara is assuming Reb Chia could count an Av Nezek that's only Derabbanan. So even Rashi could learn like that. Rashi on the Mishnah on the Beis says that only what's written in the Torah is called an Av Nezek. You know why? Who's he going like? Who's he going within? Which Shita? The Tana of the Mishnah. The Tana of the Mishnah is limited to four cases. The Tana of the Mishnah is assuming that to be an Av Nezek, it's got to be a Chia Deraisa. Reb Chia? Reb Chia is not limited to that. Maybe Yitaka includes Avos Nezikin that are only the Rabbanan. So the first day in the Ramban is not against Rashi on Daf Beis. Ramban is 2 days, but you can say that. The Gemara assumes itself Reb Chia could hold that an Av Nezek might be the Rabbanan and still be included in the list. So that's not a kash. That's not a kash. But the Ramban does have 2 days where the Kohanim Shepiglu would have a Chia of their Eis or only a Chia of the Rabbanan. Okay, this is stage one. Questions? Yes, Donnie.
Doesn't
the fact that Reb Chia counts all those that are Rashi against Rashi?
Why? Rashi says that
it has the Chia. Rashi's explaining the Tana of the Mishnah.
Oh,
Reb Chia, yeah, our Tana, right, the Tana of our Mishnah. Reb Chia, Reb Oshia, these are outside the Tana, outside the Mishnah, so they can say what they want to say. Okay. This is point number one. What emerges from the Gemara? Reb Chia doesn't count Moser and Mefagel. Why? Two different reasons. Right? Mefagel no bekotchim lo kamari, and Moser bedibura lo kamari. Bedibura lo kamari. It sounds like bedibura lo kamari, Reb Chia doesn't count Moser because we're not talking about dibur. We're not talking about hezek al yidei dibur. We're talking about a hezek al yidei mice. Mice. Right? Not dibur, mice. So let's think about that for a moment. The Gemara initially says he doesn't mention Mefaga because Bekotchim lo kamari. Do we really need that statement, Bekotchim lo kamari? What could the Gemara have said? Reb Chia doesn't count Mefaga. Why? Because Bedibur lo kamari. Bemachshava lo kamari. Bemaisa kamari, right? Okay, Mefagel, it's Machshava, maybe it's not a Dibur, maybe. Maybe it's not a Dibur, maybe it's Machshava. Yishochir es hazevach amanas, lechol, chutz lezmano. Machshava shlo lishma, as Rashi has it. It's machshava. But it's still not a maisa. So what does the Gemara say? Reb Chia is talking b'maisa. He's not talking b'dibura and less than dibura. Mefagel is more poshut. If he's not talking about mosa because b'dibura lo kamarit is in kolshken, he's not talking about mefagel, which is b'machshava. Why do the Gemara need b'kotshim lo kamari? What kind of a strange idea is that? Gemara, you know, conservation of terutzim over here. Gemara doesn't have to be mechadish a new teretz. Teretz is poshut. Reb Chia is talking about mice. He's not talking about anything less than that. So b'dibur lo kamari, b'machshava lo kamari either. So perhaps to answer that question, we have to understand what is the mechayev of mefagel. What exactly is that mechayev? You better understand that mechayev. Maybe there'll be an answer to this kasha too. The Rishonim are troubled with this. We know that there are different halachas of mazik. There's adam hamazik biyadayim. There's adam hamazik bedina de garmi. There's adam hamazik ayde grum. At all different cases that a person does hezek, adam mamish biyadayim or to some causation. There are different levels of causation. So we know that adam hamazik begrama is part of bedina adam. Grama is part of bedina adam mechay bedina shemayim. We have that. That's the gemara daf nun heyam advice. How about Bedina de Gami? What's the din if a person is Mazik Bedina de Gami? What is Gami, Grama? What? That just means it's more direct causation. Gami means it's more direct causation. Grama is more indirect causation. Gami, it's the same word, Grama. Gram, it's the same shorish. So they have a different word, just to make it easier.
Right? Garmi and Grama. Grama is potu b'dinei Adam v'chayev b'dinei Shamayim. And Garmi is what?
What's the din of Garmi? What's the answer? You can't lose. What's the answer? It's a machlokas. Right? Rabbi Meir is do'in dina de Garmi. The Gemara says do'in. That means he judges dina de Garmi. He says yichayev dina de Garmi. And the Chachamim argue. It's interesting. Here we talk of paskin like the Das Yochel. We paskin that yichayev, that dina de Garmi is chayev. The Grama is potu, but dina de Garmi is chayev. That's the Gemara later on. Gemara in Bava Kamma has a long discussion about this. First, the quote says short vignette on Sadiches, and then it has a long dissertation on Daf Kuf. The Omar Rabba, Gemara in the bottom of Sadiches and Adalah says, Hasorev shtaro shel chavero potu, d'amale niyorak haloi minah. Rabba says, someone who storev shtaroso shel chavero is potter. Because he can say, Niyora kaloi minach, I just burnt you a piece of paper. What does the paper say? The paper says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. So he didn't burn his money. Reuven can still pay the money. He didn't burn Shimon's money. Reuven can still pay the money. It's just he burnt his raya. He burnt the piece of paper. The piece of paper, let's say, is worth a dime. Right? Let's say it's worth a dime. So he took 10 cents away from it. But the halva was $1,000. Right, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So did he burn his money? He didn't burn his money. He burnt the raya. So Rabba says that he's pot. That's what Rabba says. So comes the Gemara in Tzadi Chesem Abed and says, Omar Ameimar, man de doin dina de gami, magvi be de me shtor me alya. Man lo doin dina de gami, magvi be de me niyora be alma. Ameimar says, this is dependent on what's the din of gami. If you're doing dina de gami, if you hold gami as chayiv, so then you're going to be chayiv over here. And if you hold dina de gami as potter, better. If you hold dina de gami as chayiv, then you're chayiv to pay the shtar. You're chayiv to pay the value of the shtar because you're causing him a loss. But if you're not doing dina de gami, then you're only chayiv the domain New York. Have a uvda v'kafi rafram l'rav ashi v'agvi be kikshur l'tzalma. Rafam forced Rav Ashi to pay kikshura l'tzama, whatever that means. Rashi says it means a good beam, a beam that you could use for a nice piece of artwork. A solid payment, right? He made him pay because he held of dina de gami. He says yichayev for dina de gami. This is the classical case. Someone says, you know, what's a case of garmi? You're on the line in the calf. Someone says, you know, I'm learning garmi. What's the case? Sorev shtaros of shal chaver. That's the classical example. Why is that a classical example of garmi? If you're being mazik biyadayim, no, you do it. You're sorev shtaros shachaver biyadayim. Yeah, but you're not sorev the halva. You're not sorev the kesef biyadayim. You sorev the shtar. The shtar is only in the yor. The raya, you're not being sorev because the person technically could still pay. Oh, but you're ruining the raya. So that's called garmi. You're causing him a loss. If he doesn't pay, you caused him that loss. That's not grama. It's bari hazeka. Right, it's bari hazeka because now that there's no proof, you can't claim it in bezin. So there's a good chance that the guy's going to say, "I just don't remember. I don't know. I can't pay." So that's why it's called garmi. It's bari hazeka. It's a sure thing that he's going to lose out. So it's not grum. It's garmi. So therefore, if you hold that dina de garmi is chayv, then you're going to be chayv. So comes the Gemara Daf Kuf and says, "Who's this man de doin dina de garmi?" Rabbi Meir, who the doin dina de garmi, says the Gemara Daf Kuf. So which Rabbi Meir is this? Which brisa does Rabbi Meir, in which brisa did Rabbi Meir be mechadesh this dina de garmi? So there's a little back and forth in the Gemara, but the final brisa, the final mishnah, whatever, the final mokar that the Gemara quotes is a brisa from Kilayim that we had in Bava Basra. Mechit sakem shenifritza amal abidar. That you have kerem and tevua next to each other. The person, the bala kerem, is obligated to put up a geder between the kerem and the tevua. Since you need dalid amas for the avodas hakerem, so it's the responsibility of the bala kerem. Let's say he doesn't put up the geder. So once he's nesiyah shemena, once he's not going to put up together, so then he's chayev b'achrayis, he's chayev for the kilayim. So it's interesting. Right? The guy didn't do anything, really. He just was not goder. He wasn't goder. But he's nichale in the fact that there's a tarovis over here. And he's going to be chayav b'achrayis. So Zot the Gemara, why is he chayav b'achrayis? He didn't do a hezek b'yadayim. Comes the Gemara and says, that's din of the garmi. It's din of the garmi because he was gorim, since he didn't put up together, and he allowed his kerem to mix with the tefuah of the other guy. Right? He allowed the tarovas to go on. So he's causing the hezek. It's bari hezek, it's miyad, it's bari hezekah. But din of the garmi, so therefore he's going to be chay. Okay, this is the Mokka Rabbi Meir holds, the Stamishna Rabbi Meir. That's the Mokka Rabbi Meir holds that Din of the Garmi is going to be chayav. It's a Frekta Ramban. The Ramban is a Kuntras Din of the Garmi. People spend time, you know, some people will take a week off to learn Yoni Chanukah. And some people, you know, when they learn Bava Kama, they take a week off and they learn the Ramban's Kuntras. It's a Meridika Kuntras. Came out with new versions, I think, with footnotes even. There's so much here. But we're not going to read the whole country, so we have to take a week out to do that. So we'll just refer to one comment of the Ramban. Ramban asks on the Beis Amid Beis, V'i Kashalach, right? There are like three V'i Kashalachs on that page. Okay. So if you find the right one, the one that's talking about Mafagel, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Pikashalof at the Ramban, Yehochi, Mefagel Nami Shaminan, Dina de Gami. The Hosan Nami Machshavahi, Vachvina la Kamaisa, Machavina la Misham Knossa, Omen Hadin Ishmei Hezek. Fact the Ramban, from Mefagel, you also see Dina de Gami. Well, what's bothering him? Okay, so you see Dina de Gami from Mefagel. What's the Kasha? Ramban's Kasha is that the Gemara Daf Kuf has all these different makaros back and forth. Rabbi Meir holds that doyin dina de garmi. What's the makar? How do you know that? What's the brisa? What's the Mishnah where he says that? I'll tell you what the Mishnah is. The Mishnah in Gidna, Daf Nun Gimel, and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. It's a Stam Mishnah. It's Rabbi Meir. Hakone shepiglu b'migdash mizidin chayavin. Isn't that the makar that dina de garmi is chayv? That's the mazik b'yadayim. Why isn't that mazik b'yadayim? Why is Mefagel not Mazik B'Yadayim? Because the whole Hezek of Pigel is to a Machshava. So there is no Hezek B'Yadayim. So, Frek the Ramban, why does the Gemara have to go back and forth to figure out Rabbi Meir's Mishnah or his Brice the way he says that the Gemara is Chayiv? Tape a from the Mishnah in Gidden that Mefagel, Hakonish of Pigel B'Meis, is going to be Chayiv. Lokasha Zok the Ramban, the Hasa Maisa, who Shushokto Lakach, Elisha Ein Hoyesin Nekeba. Zok the Ramban, Mefagel, is mazik b'yadayim. It's mazik ayde maisa. It's not ayde machshava. You need a machshava. That's a tenai in the oser, but it's a hezek ayde maisa because you're doing a maisa shchita, you're doing a maisa zrika, you're doing some kind of a maisa with the carbon. If you have a machshava psula at the time when you do the maisa, so then it's gonna be possible, right? It's gonna be possible. But you're doing a maisa, so that's called mazik b'yadayim. That's not dina de gami. That's why the Gemara and Daf Kuf didn't bring that as an example. That's not dina de gami. That's mazik b'yadayim. Rabbi Meir might hold that dina de gami is chay, but this is not a mocker for dina de gami being chay. Because here, you're being mazik b'yadayim. This is the Ramban in his kunches dina de gami. He's mechadish that mefagel is called a mazik b'yadayim. So at first glance, it's really a pelle. It's a pella because the Gemara Menachos, the Gemara Zvachim, excuse me, it's not Chavtesam Adbei, it's not Chavtesam Adal. Well, there are a number of different errors in the Makaris today, just to keep you on your toes. That's not why I did it. I made a mistake, I'm human. Gemara Zvachim Adav Chavtesam Adbei says that the lav of Pigel is a lav shein bo maisa. It's a lav shein bo maisa. Doesn't sound like the hezek is like a maisa. It's really a pella on the Ramban. Maran Zvachim says, the Omer Rabbi Yanai, Minayin l'machashiv bekotchim shuloke, tamalomar lo yechoshiv. Lo yechoshiv. Hey, the mechashiv b'kodshim is loke, lo yechoshiv. What pasuk of lo yechoshiv? Pasuk of parashat Tzav. ואם היאכל יאכל מבשר זבח שלמה ביום השלישי לא ירצה, המקרב אוסו לא יחושב לו פיגול יהיה. Someone who eats mibsar zevach shlomov, someone who eats nosar, it's not going to be misratza. Hamakriv also, someone who's makriv almanas to make it nosar, yeah, he's shochet as hazevach almanas lechol chutz lezmano. I'm not talking about that he ate it chutz lezmano. He was choshev to eat it chutz lezmano. Lo yechoshev. It's an interesting phrase. That's called a lav of machshava. That's the iser pigel. It's a lav of machshava. Zokt Rabbi Yanai, that's the lav of pigul. So Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Mori, lav shem b'maisa v'chol lav shem b'maisa in lokan alav. Rabbi Yanai says, mechashe b'kotchem is loka from the lav of lo yechoshev. Frek Rav Ashi, but it's doch lav shem b'maisa, it's hayde machshava. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda, hidam lav shem b'maisa lokan alav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav shem b'maisa is lokan alav, so you'll be loka for mechashe b'kotchem, you'll be loka for pigul. The clear implication of the Gemara in Zvachim is that Lidi Dana, we pass in Lav Shem B'maisa Ein Lokan Alav. Do you get Malkas Apigal? No, it's a Lav of Machshava. There's no Malkas Apigal. Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yehuda, they hold that Lav Shem B'maisa Lokan Alav, so therefore Mechashe B'Kodshim is going to be Lokan. But we hold Lav Shem B'maisa Ein Lokan Alav. So how can the Ramban say that Pigal is a Mazik B'Yodayim? It's not Dina D'Garmi. Don't you see clearly from the Gemara in Zvachim that it's a Lav of Machshava, it's not a Lav of Maisa? What's the answer? It's a possible answer. Exactly. Issa behet l'chud, dini mamonos l'chud. The Ramban is saying that you can be called a mazik biyodayim, but in terms of issa, we look at the nature of the issa. Lo yechoshev is an issa machshava. That's what the Torah says. It's an issa machshava. So it could be a yidei maisa. You might need a maisa to violate the issa. That's just the tanai ba'alma. The ikar ha'isser is the issa machshava. When it comes to mazik, since you mazik biyadayim, we don't treat that as a din of the gami. We treat it as though you mazik biyadayim. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say Rabbi Meir, who's doing din of the gami, he finds his mocker in the Gemara in Gittin. According to the Ramban, l'chor, there's a very simple answer to our Gemara. Again, the kasha we had was why did the Gemara have to say Reb Chiya doesn't count mefagel because b'kotchim lo kamari? Just say that it's less than a maisa. That the hezek is not b'maisa. If just like the Gemara says that he doesn't count Moser because b'dibur lo kamari, so by mefagel also he could say b'machshava lo kamari. It's less than a maisa. So if it's less than a maisa, he's not going to count it as an av nezek. According to the Ramban, you can't say that because the Ramban says it is isbe maisa. Even though pigol is through a machshava, that's in terms of isav heter, in terms of the lav, it's all based on the machshava. But in terms of mazik, we treat it like a mazik biyadayim. The Ramban holds it's not dina degami; it's a hezik biyadayim. It's a hezik biyadayim. You can't say b'dibur lo kamari, b'machshava lo kamari. Yeah, it's ayidei machshava, but that's only a tnai ba'alma. The reality is, we treat him as mazik biyadayim. So that's what the Gemara has to say. No, b'kodshim lo kamari, and that's why he doesn't mention mefagia. Okay, this is the Ramban. So according to the Ramban, there's a working pshat in the sugya why we needed two different reasons. Reb Chiya doesn't count Moser because b'dibur lo kamari, but mefageli doesn't count because b'kodshim lo kamari. But not everyone learns like the Ramban. Tosus and Mabakama doesn't learn like the Ramban. Tosus on Nafkuf was borrowed with the same cash. Tzarachian, the Rabban and Maishna the Pachi, the Sor of Shtaros Chaver, Mitimei Hator, the Konesh Epiglu, the Lachosh of Dina the Gami, the Mali and Gorim lo Hefsid, Ayidei Shesor of Shtaros, the Mali Ayidei Dibur. Tosus makes the same cash as the Ramban, but he makes the same point that Konim Shepiglu is not Dina Degami. It's not Dina Degami. So his kasha is what Sorev Shtarosu Shel Chavero. If you're not doing Dina Degami, you're part of his Sorev Shtarosu Shel Chavero. So why is Konim Shepiglu going to be Chayev? The Mishnah says Konim Shepiglu b'Mikdash Mizidin Chayovin. Maishna the Patri Bisar Shtaros of Shachavir Miti Me'ator v'Konim Shepiglu d'Lochoshev Dina D'Gami. Konim Shepiglu, he doesn't consider Dina D'Gami. The Tzarech Loma, the Dibur Choshev K'maisev Abimazik B'Guf HaMamam B'Yadayim Abu Desarev Shtar in Eino Noger Beguf HaMamon when Yor Ba'alma Hu Dekol Imine V'in Zela Gram Ba'alma. Says Taisvis, the Rabbanan hold that Sarsh to Rosh HaShachavero is a Grama, it's a Garmi, it's a causative Hezek, not Mazik B'Yadayim. But Kodim Shepiglu, that's called Mazik B'Yadayim. How's a Mazik B'Yadayim? Taisvis doesn't say it's Mazik B'Yadayim because you did a Maisa. Because it's Mazik B'Yadayim B'Dibur. It's Pigul is Ayadei Dibur. So therefore that's called Mazik B'Yadayim. If it would only be Ayadei Machshava, so then Tosis would be troubled. Tosis doesn't feel that because you have to do a Maisa, you're doing it as part of the Maisa Shechita, so therefore it's called Mazik B'Yadayim. So that's not Mazik B'Yadayim. The Isser is not the Maisa. The Isser is not the Maisa Shechita. Maisa Shechita is fine, it's the Machshava. So if the problem is the Machshava, don't tell me it's Mazik B'Yadayim. Ramban tells us, no, since the Machshava occurs through a Maisa, we call him a Mazik B'Yadayim. But Taisa says, that's not the issue. That can't be true. So what then it comes out of the Maisa? The Oser is a Machshava, so the Oser is a Machshava. The Hezek is the Machshava. Says Taisa, no, it's not the Machshava, it's B'Dibur. Dibur? Dibur? Who's a Dibur? Oh, that's Taisa's Lishitasa. The big Machlogos in the Rishonim is Pigal through a Machshava or through a Dibur. Tosis in Bav Metzia. Tosis in Bav Metzia, in the context of Shlichus Yad, you know that if a Shomer uses the Pikadon that he's supposed to be watching, that's called Sholeach Yad B'Pikadon, so then he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv even for Onsen. It says, Machlogas B'Shamay B'Silel, in the Mishnah that Gimel Gimelamid Beis in Bav Metzia, let's say someone is Choshev L'Shloach Yad B'Pikadon, is he Chayiv or not? Beishamai says that even choshev l'shloach yad b'pikadon is chayv. Beisila says no. You have to actually be shaleach voyad b'maisin. Do it b'maisin. So what does choshev l'shloach yad b'pikadon mean? This is Beishamai. We don't even pass in this way, but this is Beishamai shita. So says Taisus, choshev l'shloach yad hach machshav havi dibur. You think that the loshon choshev means machshav? No, it's really dibur. It means less than maisa. Kedi aleph me al kol devar pesha, al sal salma, etc. Al kol devar sounds like it's bedibur. V'chein machshev es pigul, says Taisus. V'chein machshev es pigul nami havi bedibur v'lo belev. Kedemucha per beis dezvachim, etc. Bedibur is not belev. Pigul is not belev. It's bedibur. Pigul is not belev. It's bedibur, says Taisus in Bava Metzia. You need a dibur. It's not enough to be a machshav. So that's what Taisus and Bava Kama is assuming as well. The pigul is dafkai de dibur. So he says that's why konim shepiglu is not viewed as a dina degami. It's mazik biadayim. Biadayim? Because of the maisa shechita? No, because of dibur. Dibur is kemaisa, because you're doing something. Okay, it's only with your mouth, but that's called mazik biadayim. That's why it's not garmi. Against the Ramban. The Ramban says pigul is not garmi because it comes aide maisa. Maisa mamish, right? So it comes like a maisa. That's called a mazik biadayim. Taisus no. Taisus says it comes bedibur, but that's also called a mazik biadayim because you don't have to be mazik biadayim through a maisa to be called a mazik biadayim. Even if it's bedibur, as long as it's not aydei machshava, it's going to be called a mazik biadayim. Many rishonim argue. Rashi and Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak, says that pigul is aydei machshava. The Rambam says it's aydei machshava. Rambam in Hilchos Psulei Hamakdoshim. Rambam outlines the different machshavas psulos. Psulei hamakdoshim perik yigimel alacha aleph. Shalosh machshavas and sheposlan es hakarbonis. Three types of machshavas. There's machshavas shinei Hashem, we talked about. Machshavas shinei Hashem, shochet es ha'ola l'shem shlomim, change the shame of the carbon. Machshavas hamakom, yishochet amanas lizrok chutzlim komo, or lechol chutzlim komo. That's Machshavas HaMakom. And then Machshavas HaZman. What's Machshavas HaZman? Zok the Rambam. Machshavas HaZman keitzah kegon sheshochad es hazevach l'shmol menas lizrug domo me'achar shetishgah chama she'enu zman zrikos. Classical pigel. Yechoshev to do something chutz l'zmano. Olechol mimen adova haroi la'achila la'achar zman haroi la'achilaso. Zoi Machshavas HaZman וזבחים שחושב בהם עכשיו וזו הם הנקרם זבחים שנשחתו שחות לזמנם והם הנקרם פיגל בכל מקום. So פיגל האומר בתור. This is פיגל. פיגל האומר בתור says the Rambam is מחשבס הזמן, מחשבס חוץ לזמן. He says it like three times. מחשבס הזמן, Shacheres hazevach, amanas lizrok damo laachar shkia. Zohi machshavas hazman uzvachim shachishe bahen machshava zu. Machshava, machshava, machshava. It's clear from the Rambam that you don't need a dibur for people. Against Tosfos. So, l'chora, the Ramban had to give his answer because he's holding like the Rambam. Ramban holds that you can have a pigul through machshava. So if you have a pigul through machshava, so taka, why is it not dina d'gami? So he says it must be that since you have the machshava, but you still need a maisa, the machshava is through the maisa of shchita, or b'shas, the maisa of shchita, we treat that as a mazik b'yadayim. The Ramban felt compelled to give his pshat that when you do, if since the machshava is when you're doing the maisa shchita, you know, the osur is the machshava, as the Gemara in Zvachma said. The osur is the machshava, but since you're doing it, b'shas maisa shchita, so we treat that as a mazik b'yadayim. That's because the Ramban holds that pigul is through machshava, not through dibur. But Tosis doesn't have to give that answer. Right? Tosis does not have to say, because Tosis holds pigul is through dibur. So if it's through dibur, then you don't have to say that you're called a mazik b'yadayim because of the mice. No, we go on the ikar of what pigul is. Pigul is a dibur. But Tosfos says a dibur is like a mazik b'yadayim because you're saying something. You're not doing something with your hands. There's no osur with your hands. The osur is through dibur, but dibur is like a mazik b'yadayim. So that's why it's not dina d'gami. So l'chor, according to Tosfos, the kasha comes back. No. According to Rambam, we have an answer. Reb Chiya doesn't count moser mefagel. Why doesn't he count moser b'dibur l'kamari? And why does he not count mefagel? Zog de gemar b'kachim l'kamari. So we ask, what do we need b'kachim l'kamari? B'dibur l'kamari. B'dibur l'kamari just is a code word for saying anything less than maisa. Reb Chiya is not talking about. So he said, according to Ramban, you can't say that it's less than a maisa because it really is through a maisa. Mefagel is a maisa of mazik b'yadayim. So that's why we have to say b'kachim l'kamari. But according to Tosfos, that's not true. According to Tosfos, the mazik b'yadayim of mefagel is not the maisa shchita. It's the dibur. Right? That's why it's not. That's why it's dina degami. Because your mazik b'yadayim. That's why it's not dina degami. Because your mazik b'yadayim through the dibur. It's a direct hezek. It's not just causation. It's a direct hezek, but it's through the dibur. If it's through the dibur, mamish, it's gor shver on taisus. Why doesn't the Gemara just say b'dibur lo kamari? Why does the Gemara have to say Reb Chiya doesn't count mosa because b'kachim lo kamari? He doesn't count mefagel because b'kachim lo kamari. Once you say that, he doesn't count Moser because b'dibur lo kamari. So the same svar can apply to mefagel. What's the answer? So the answer taka might be in a chanami. Initially, the Gemara was saying Reb Chiya doesn't count mefagel because b'kachim lo kamari. Hashadas is lochi. Once we need the next svar b'dibur lo kamari to explain Moser, so that will work for mefagel too. You don't need b'kachim lo kamari. That's svar taka can work for mefagel also b'dibur lo kamari, and therefore Reb Chiya would not count mefagel either. Okay, but that line, the shock of the time to get more, why we don't say b'dibur lo kamari for mefagel, that's a function of the machlokas Ramban and Tosfos. Right? Tosfos has to give a different shot in the Gemara because he holds people is taka like they're deeper. It's not like a machshon. Okay. Final point. Let's go back to Rashi. Back to Rashi and try to understand the case that Rashi is giving. Mefagel. What is mefagel? So Rashi says mefagel is kohen sheshochar karbono shel yisro achatos l'shem shlomo bein hakarbono l'lechovas bailo v'tzarech achim. So now that we know the Rambam, we learned all the different machshavas. What kind of machshav is this? Machshavas ha zevach, right? Not machshavas hamok, machshavas hazman, machshavas hazevach, that he was mishana the shema zevach. So it's really a pella. Why does Rashi pick on machshavas shlo lishma? Right? Why does he pick on machshavas hazevach, changing the shema zevach? It's not classical pigel. Classical pigel is machshavas chutz lizman. Why does Rashi pick on machshavas shlo lishma? It's really a pella. So the Shita Mekubetzis was sensitive to this. He quotes from the Gilyan. A chiddush. Pirush Rashi shochar chatos l'shem shlomo kosher. Lama lo pirush kol mefagel ba'amak dinat sheshochar lo'ach l'chutz l'zman. Rashi knows what pigul is. He learned kachim. He should say sheshochar chutz l'zman. What does he have to say? Mashav shlomo shema. Yeah, Shlomo says the Gilyan. And therefore he's going to be chayav. What does the Gilead say? That you would think that machshavah shelo lishma is more kal than machshavah chutz hazmana. Machshavah chutz hazmana means you know what the carbon is and you're machashev chutz hazmana. So that's not an onus. It's not an onus. You should know. Right? You should know what the zman of the carbon is. How long you have to eat a shlamim, how long you have to eat an ola. You should know what the zman of the carbon is. So that's a pshia. But you would think machshavah shelo lishma, maybe we shouldn't call him a mazik because there's so many korbanos in the azara, so many zvachim in the azara. Maybe it's like an onus. He's an onus. He didn't realize. He didn't realize that it's a different zevach. So you would think that maybe it can't be mechayiv, and maybe he's not called a mazik. Mashalom that adam muad laolam, adam muad laolam, b'meshogeg, b'meizik, b'meonus, b'merotzen. Even if it is an onus, or even if it's korov laonus, it doesn't matter. The adam mazik is going to be chayiv anyway. That's the shita mekovatzin. So Rashi. Yeah, Rashi knew that the Iker Pigel is Chutz Lizmano, but Rashi's trying to give you a bigger chiddush that even if Machshavah Shelo Lishma that you would think is an onus and maybe he shouldn't be chayev, Kamash Shelo, you're going to be chayev anyway. Okay, interesting. The Rauschberg here, the goes through Bitzal Rauschberg. In Os Alis. He says a different pshat. Did anyone look up the Gemara Menachos that the Rauschberg quoted? I didn't assign it. I was curious to see if you'd look it up yourself. You gotta look up the Osios. So he quotes the Gemara Menachos. It's a complicated Gemara. We're not going to do the Gemara. But Rashi there in explaining the Loshon of the Gemara. The Loshon of the Gemara is Yemachashev Shalol L'Shem Shlomim. Machashev Shalol L'Shem Shlomim. Chatos l'shem shlomim, excuse me. Machashev, chatos l'shem shlomim. What does it mean, chatos l'shem shlomim? Sounds like shinu in the zevach, machsheves ha-zevach, yishechta d'chatos l'shem shlomim. So Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. It means yishechta d'chatos l'shem shlomim al menas to eat it in the zman of the shlomim. How long do you have to eat a chatos? Yom v'layla achas, one day and one night. The day that you makav it and that night. But shlomim, normal shlomim, not a carbon toda, you have 2 days and one night. The day of the shechita, the night, and then the next day. So if you're mechashev in the chatas, l'shem shlomim, that means, explains Rashi, what does the Gemara mean? He means that you shechted it, you shechted the chatas amenas, that you'll be able to eat it for 2 days and one night. So that's not a machsheves shel lishma, that's really a machsheves chut lezmano. So Zokter Rauschberg, that's what Rashi has in mind. He doesn't really mean machshavah shelo lishma, but you see that the Gemara itself uses such a lashon. It uses lashon machshavah shelo lishma when it means chutz lizmano. So Rashi, in explaining Stam Pigel over here, he uses a lashon that sounds like machshavah shelo lishma, but it doesn't mean shelo lishma. It's not that you shechted the chatas l'shem shlomim. It's that you shechted the chatas al menas to eat it like a shlomim, meaning machshavah hazman, machshavah chutz lizmano, not a machshavah v'shinei hazera. That's what the Rauschberg wants to suggest. Interesting. It's not a function of chidushim. It's just it's nothing, right? Rashi uses the lashon chatos l'shem shlomim. He doesn't mean machsheves ha-karban shashini in the zeva, but rather it's talking about machsheves ha-zman. The Brisker Rav. The quote of Brisker Rav had a different pshat. He had a very fancy pshat. Very fancy pshat. Brisker Rav says, maybe we can explain Rashi based on the Ramban. Which Ramban? Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs has different hasagas on the Ramban. At the end of the Mitzvahs Haseh and the Mitzvahs Lo Saseh, he has different mitzvahs that the Rambam left out. At the end of the Mitzvahs Lo Saseh, Mitzvah Dalet of the Mitzvah Lo Saseh that the Rambam left out, the Ramban writes like this: Shenimnanu milishchor hakodshim amanas lechol besarim alizur damam lehakta chelvam chutz lekamam chutz lezman. The Rambam left out pigel. He says the Rambam left out the lav of pigel. Chen hashochek chadas bedarim over belav v'hu amro yisalav yisbarach. What's the lav of pigel? Says the Rambam. Chutz lezman or chutz lekamam. What's the lav? Lo sizbach l'Hashem elokecha shor osea she'iyah b'amum kol davar ra kisovas Hashem elokecha hu. A pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. We quoted a pasuk in Parsha Sav. Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Chavtes quoted a pasuk in Parsha Sav. But it quotes a different pasuk. Usizbach Lashem Alokecha Shara Osa Sheyia Bamum Kol Dovara Kisavas Hashem Alokecha Hu. You're not allowed to shecht the behema that has a mum. Kol Dovara. There's a ribui in the pasuk Kol Dovara. What does that mean? Kol Dovara. You said Hashiyah Bamum. What's Kol Dovara? Shepirusho. Usizbach Lashem Alokecha Karban Asheyia Bamum O Kol Dovara, says the Rambam. Pasuk is marbe. You're not allowed to shecht the behemoth that either has a mum in it or it has a dover on it. But who has shochet va'omra manas lechol v'lizor chutzim kama v'lizmano shezed dibura who eats a la Torah shekvar posla bo hakorban. That's the dibura that the Torah is referring to. That's the dibura. Interesting, actually. Ramban seems to say that pigul is through dibur, not through machshava. You need more than that, right? From this pasuk, it sounds like you need a dibur. It's not just a machshava. Losizbach, anu lav, losizbach, kol davara, that's the mocker for pigul, says the Rambam. Dr. Brisky Rav, according to the Rambam, is there malchus for pigul? What do you think? Gemara in Zvachmet said there is no malchus for pigul. Why? By the machshava, it's a lav shem ma'isa. Lo yechoshev, the iser is through machshava, so it's a lav shem ma'isa, there's no malchus. According to the Ramban, people's not learned out of that love. It's learned out of Losizbach. I mean, that works well with the Ramban. The Ramban says it's an Issa Zvicha, it's an Issa Shchita. The way that the Ramban in the Kuntras Dina Degami explains, the Issa is the Maisa. It's not even a Dibra, it's more than a Dibra. Losizbach means that there's an Issa of Zvicha if you're going to have a Dibra mixed in with that Zvicha. Says the Brisky Rav, according to Rambam, what emerges is that pigul really should be allowed sheyesh b'mais. The Gemara in Zvachim is talking, if you're learning from the other makor, Rabbi Yannai says that the pasuk lo yechoshev is the makor for pigul. He's not entertaining lo sizbach. The Rambam somehow feels that there's another makor for pigul, lo sizbach. So Zokta Brisky Rav, if lo sizbach is the makor for pigul, what comes out? The pigul might be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. You might get malchus for pigul. If you get malchus for pigul, can you be chayev to pay mamon for the hezek? Kol aloka eino meshalim. Kom lebedirava mine. Kol aloka eino meshalim. He says, according to the Ramban, you can't be chayev for chutz l'zman. You can't be chayev to pay nezek, to pay mamon to the bailin for machshava chutz l'zman, for a dibur chutz l'zman. Because since you're going to get malchus for that, kol aloka eino meshalim. So he says maybe that's why Rashi Dafka has to pick on machsheva shelo lishma. Machsheva shelo lishma is not learned out of lo sizbach. It's learned out of lo yechoshev. It's a machshava. It's a machshava ba'alma. There's no need for dibur. Or it's just not learned out of that pasuk. I'm not sure if you need a dibur according to the Ramban. It sounds like you need a dibur. Lo sizbach is talking about pigul of chutz lizman. Lo yechoshev, let's talk about machsheva shelo lishma. So Rashi has to pick up machsheva shelo lishma because he has to give you a case where there is no malchus. If there is no malchus, so then there will be a chiyuv tashlum. But if there is malchus, lo sizbach is a chiyuv malchus. If your whole pigul is learned from lo sizbach, then there will be a chiyuv malchus and there won't be tashlum because kol aloka eino meshalim. That's what the Brisker wants to suggest. That it's dafka. Rashi was not a dafka machshav shalol shema because there's no malchus for machshav shalol shema. But there is malchus for pigul for chutz l'zmana. So that's why he doesn't mention it because you're not going to be chayav for that because you're getting malchus and kol aloka eino meshalim. It's quite a chiddush to say that Rashi holds like the Ramban. You can say that, but that's Rashi and our sugya. But you can't say that within Rashi and Gittin. Rashi on Davnun Gimel and Gittin says what? Hakonim shepiglu, karbona sheshachtem v'zarkum lechol meham chutz lezmanah v'lo hurtz l'abayim. Started with this Rashi. Rashi says, what's konim shepiglu? He explains pigul in a standard way. Chutz lezmanah. And what's the Gemara here talking about? It's going on the Mishnah. Hakonim shepiglu b'migdash mizidin chayav. And chayav in what? The chayav for a lav? The chayav mamon for the hezek that they did to the bailim. So Rashi interprets The Konev Shepiglu is talking about Chutz L'Zmano, Machshav of Chutz L'Zmano, and nevertheless, he says, what? He says that they're going to be Chayiv, they're going to be Chayiv Malkus for that. So it's clear Rashi is not learning like the Rambam. Rashi is not saying that Pigul is a Lav Sheyesh B'Malkus, because if that's the case, then they would be Chayiv Mamon. So it's a very creative pshat within Rashi and Bava Kamma, but if you put the Rashis together, Rashi and Gittin and Rashi and Bava Kamma, it doesn't work so well. It's a fancy footwork by the Brisker Rav, but Rashi and Gittin really doesn't say that. Rashi holds that Konish and Pigul B'Mikdash are going to be Chayiv, even if the pigul that we're talking about is classical pigul, machshava of chutz l'zmano, not just machshava shelo lishma. So Rashi seems to be saying that all kinds of pigul are alav she ein bo mais. There's no malchus for pigul. Since there's no malchus for pigul, that's why he's going to be chayav mam. So the whole answer of the biskarav, the Rashi holds, is somehow a chilek between machshava shelo lishma and machshava chutz l'zmano. The chutz l'zmano, there is a malchus. Machshava shelo lishma, there's no malchus. Nafkamina being whether you're chayav mamon, it's not really gonna hold true with Rashi and Gittin, because Rashi and Gittin says it's really the same thing. Both machshava shelo lishma and chutz l'zmano, there's no malchus for either, because he assumes that you're gonna be chayav mamon for both, even for machshava chutz l'zmano. So what's the answer for Rashi? So you're forced to say either like the Shita Mekubetzes. Rashi just wants to give us a chiddush. A chiddush that you would think that he's an honest if he's mishana the shem azeva, because there's so many kachim there. Or you have to say like the Ranshberg. I think some of the other achronim say like the Ranshberg, that the Mitzvah Eisan says like that in his Hagos. Others say that that's Rashi is just Rashi understands based on the lashon of the Gemara and Zvachim that sometimes if we say that Yeshochet Achatas L'Shem Shlomim, it doesn't mean a shine b'Shem Hazevach, but rather it means Chutz L'Zmano, that you have kavana to. When you shech the chadus, you have kavana to eat it like a shlomim. It's the chora, the easiest pshat in Rashi.
So why doesn't Rashi say that in Gittin?
Why doesn't Rashi say it in Gittin?
Well,
right. Why does he change from here to Gittin? That's a great kash. That's a gevaldik kash. I don't have an answer to that kash. It's still mud. It's not the fact that Rashi in Gittin says that Yechai of Mammon for Pigel of Chutz L'Zmano, so that shows you that he's not learning like the Ramban. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs holds that there wouldn't be Mammon for Pigel Chutz L'Zmano because there's going to be Malkus. So that far I see. I think that's a pretty strong rye against the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav knew Rashi in Gittin. I don't know exactly. Unless he's just giving Pshat and Rashi here based on the Ramban, I don't know. But it's l'chora not what Rashi holds. So that's clear. But why does Rashi, according to the Ranshberg, why does Rashi have a different Pshat than in Zvachim? A different pshat than in Gittin. I don't know. Why should he have a different pshat? Lachor should say in Gittin the same thing. I'm not sure. Eitan.
If I'm mistaken, but does Rashi in Bava Metzia on the case of Chutz was commenting on, or he says that people with the Machshava so I think Rashi also says the case is like he says like Omar Maliki says the case.
Omar Bifnei Eidim. So the Bach points out that Rashi in Kiddushin says that it's lav dafka Omar, it's even Choshev. Rashi says Beferish that you can have a Machshava. So when he says Omar, it's not serious. So what you're saying is the Ramban, even though the Pasuk says kol dover ra, kol dibur ra, it's not al yedei dibur, it's just people talk. But it's not, the key is not the dibur. Even if it's a Machshava, it would still be the chlal kol dover ra. Is that what you want to say? It could be. The Ramban is not beholden to say that it's dafka yedei dibur. No, the lashon of the drasha certainly is mashma like that. Lashon of the pasuk.